Ghana, including Freetown, and the country is Ghana, including Freetown, and the curfew has been lifted, so readjusted a little bit. So curfew starts 9 p.m. daily to 6 a.m. in the morning until further notice. But there's calm restored. People are going around their normal businesses. The president spoke to everyone, reassuring Sierra Leoneans that the country will be stabilized and those who were involved in the incident will be brought to book. So there's calmness this morning, and we hope it will continue throughout the rest of the week.
What does this mean for the government? Do you foresee any moves to maybe reshuffle the leadership of the national security? I mean, what would be the implications to ensure that confidence is maintained or restored?
I think when the incident started and it continued throughout yesterday, a lot of Sierra Leoneans were calling for that. But this is not the first time that the government had reshuffled the top military officials immediately after August 8, 9, and 10 incidents that led to the killing of 26 civilians and up to six police officers. The top officials at the military were reshuffled. So maybe this will be another time for the president to have that same thought of, having the top officials, looked at. And not only the top officials, but even the entire, military force.